Oh my god! Oh my god!
Please do something.
I'm alive.
I saw you go down and I went after you.
Amazing audio. You can just hear the relief in their voices. Both the deputy and the other man expected to be okay after that incident. The sheriff's office says they're looking for a missing, possibly endangered woman. Deputies say they're looking for 37-year-old Margaret Hull. She was last seen on Sunday in the 9800 block of Beulah Road. Margaret has brown hair, blue eyes, was last seen wearing a yellow shirt. Photos been posted on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office social media pages on Facebook and such. If you have any information, contact the Sheriff's Office at 850-436-9620. And there was a brief evacuation of the Naval Air Museum at NAS Pensacola over the weekend. Happened on Saturday morning. Somebody noticed the smell of smoke inside. Despite the scare, officials checked it all out. They said there was no danger. Apparently, it was connected with a power outage in one of the museum's buildings. It was reopened not long after. 7:08 at News Radio 92.3.
More showers and thunderstorms today with severe weather possible. 70% chance of rain with a high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73 with overnight storms possible. We're going to be seeing another weather alert day for Tuesday as severe weather still possible for Tuesday. 70% chance of rain. Tuesday, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 and rain chances continue through the rest of the week. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. And our next news at 7:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Whereas President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863, yet slavery continued in areas where the absence of Union troops allowed the Confederacy to withhold news of emancipation from the 250,000 enslaved people in Texas. And whereas on June 19, 1865, Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news that the Confederacy had surrendered and that all enslaved people in Texas were free.
Yeah, that's the history of the holiday. That's how we got what we have in terms of Juneteenth, that it was the final delivery of the final message to the last of the as yet unfreed slaves. It did take a minute to make it happen, and that's the thing that it, you know, this often happens in warfare, right? There's a delay in information getting out, but this is one of those, really, well, did it have to take that long? Well, I mean, it is what it was, okay? But it's still a day that historically has been sort of gradually becoming a holiday.
And whereas freedmen in Texas organized the inaugural celebration of Jubilee Day on June 19th the following year, with Juneteenth commemorations occurring in the decades to follow that featured music, barbecues, prayer services, and other activities. And whereas the Juneteenth tradition spread as Black people migrated from Texas to other parts of the country. And whereas for over 150 years, the Emancipation Celebration, known as Juneteenth, commemorates with joy the faith and resilience of African Americans who survived enslavement, with Texas being the first to recognize June 19th as a holiday in 1979. And whereas Juneteenth was officially recognized as a federal holiday when President Biden signed legislation so stating on June 17th, 2021.
There you go. It's a federal holiday. It's not an everywhere holiday. It's not a Florida holiday, not officially yet. It's like a day of observation or something like that. So not an official holiday here yet, but it is something. This is, by the way, Mayor Heather Lindsay during last week's Milton City Council meeting talking about this. Milton's always good for the proclamations, and you know, she likes to write them, and they're good. And you know, so that's how we got to here. It's kind of been a gradual process of really celebrating this in our culture. Definitely become more of a thing in the last several years. I won't say that it necessarily coincided with or was, you know, caused by the George Floyd stuff, but it just sort of seems to have come around more so in roughly the same time period. I think it actually predated that a little bit, that the, you know, like the resurgence in or the surge in observations of it, with, you know, 2021 was a little after, but still, you know, this is kind of where we are as a culture right now. And as she says, it's supposed to be a celebration.
And whereas Americans of all colors, creeds, cultures, ethnicities, and countries of origin share a love of freedom and a determination to protect our rights through democratic institutions by which the tenets of freedom are guaranteed and protected. And whereas until all are free, none are free, reminds us as citizens to celebrate Juneteenth in recognition of our nation's development and realizing the ideals of the Declaration of Independence. Now, therefore, I, Heather Lindsay, mayor of the city of Milton, do hereby proclaim June 19th, 2023 as Juneteenth, and I invite all Miltonians to participate in events that celebrate freedom for all.
Absolutely. And this is one, it's kind of a, it's a little bit of a not yet fully there holiday in this sense. It's a new holiday to a lot of people, white people typically, okay? It's more of a new holiday to white people than it is to Black people who may well have been celebrating it for a long time. And there's a feeling, I think, with some white people. I mean, there's some who are reluctant, which is unfortunate, because this really is a celebration of ending of slavery. This is something good. Like, we don't celebrate the Civil War for all kinds of good reasons that we don't celebrate something like that. But the end of it, that, I mean, we don't even have like a, you know, victory over the South Day or something like that, right? Because it's too painful. Too many people died. It's too awful to consider. But the ending of slavery, that's something that we can celebrate as a people. That's something that everybody should be able to rejoice in, Black, white, otherwise, because it was the end of one of the most horrible things that plagued this country from its inception, right? So the liberation of slaves, that's a good thing. You should celebrate that. So the challenge, though, for some people is the feeling like, I don't know if I can participate in this. Like, I don't know how much this is I'm allowed to participate in. This is kind of a Black thing historically, where it's, you know, it's Black food and it's Black music and it's Black culture. And, you know, as, let's say, if you're a white person, you know, am I allowed to do Juneteenth? And the answer is, me talking? Absolutely. And talking to the people who are, you know, Juneteenth advocates, like, you know, Tenya Day Broughton, city council member, yes, absolutely. Because you're honoring something. You know, and so like in my house, okay, typically I'll make like ribs and greens and, you know, cornbread, and I might get a watermelon, and we might, you know, drink like some kind of a juice. And you're like, well, Andrew, that starts to sound a little bit like you're a white guy saying what Black people eat. It's what Black people eat. You know, red velvet cake. It's for this especially. Why? Because like there's blood and red in the suffering and the struggle is kind of the idea there. And this is the food that slaves had to eat because they couldn't, like, you know, you think that fried chicken used to not be something that people ate because it was the crummy meats, right? And even the chicken wings were the cheapest of all the cheap meats. And, you know, all of the awful meats, that kind of stuff is all stuff that, you know, the slaves would have access to because nobody else wanted to eat it. So these are things that, you know, how do you make food out of greens? And greens are terrible, you know, right? But then you make this amazing food out of them. So it's a way of remembering why they eat these food and where that struggle comes from and what it represents. And so you're honoring that and teaching that. So I've taught that to my boys and they know, okay, this is what we do. This is why this is a thing. And so we have this kind of weird tension right now where there's like the, you know, don't culturally appropriate things. And on the one hand, you know, Andrew, you talking about like fried chicken and watermelon sounds a little bit like a racist. If you're making fun of it, If you're ridiculing it, if you're insulting it, yes. If you're talking about, well, this is what has been eaten historically, and this is why it has representational value, then it's honoring, and that's all the difference in the world. So can you, as a white person, celebrate Juneteenth? Of course you can. Should you? We do. And I'm glad to, because it is a good thing. It's a, this is a, you know, liberating the slaves is something we should all be proud of as Americans. It's not something, I mean, we can be sort of, you know, reverent about the awfulness of the thing that it existed for so long, but the fact that it was ended, that's a good thing. We should celebrate that. 717 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay at Pensacola Morning News, and I've got Tammy sitting in this morning. We got all kinds of different things going on today.
Good
it's kind of fun.
It's
yeah.
Good to be here.
Tammy's got traffic on the fives.
Absolutely. 9 mile, not showing any issues. Mobile highway is clear through Beulah and Pensacola. All exits off I-10 and 110 reporting as clear, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest and Carr City. No delays on Burgess or Olive. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, I recommend Frontier Motors. And part of the reason is because of the way they take care of you. Part of it is the prices, the qualities of the cars, that they've been around for a long time. But frankly, I don't know, whenever I have bought cars in the past, you know that feeling when you go into a used car place and you feel like, man, I just, you know, I don't know why it has to feel like gladiatorial combat. Like, I don't know why it has to feel like I'm trying to just, you know, get out of here with my skin and my future intact and, you know, all my limbs in one piece. Like, they're not trying to get that from me, too. But it's not like that at Frontier. And that's what I loved about the experience is, you know, we went in to test drive a car. They asked if we wanted to look at a price. I said, sure, we're not buying a car, but it was such a good price. And like, well, you know, can you come down a little bit? They're like, yeah. Can you give us a day to think about it? Because we aren't going to do anything on the moment. Yeah. Can you come down a little bit more after a day? Yeah. Like, well, can we buy it? I mean, like, basically, that's how hard it was. It was super easy. There was none of this high pressure, weird feeling, tension. Like, there was none of that. It was just easy. So when I talk about Frontier Motors being a great place to buy good quality used vehicles for more than 25 years in Pensacola, you know, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
In 1953, the Blue Angels were scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F9F Panther, the F9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line-abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F9-F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F9-F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Hite, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F9F8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, informative news and talk, local news and talk, and dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Oh, yeah. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Juneteenth. We are here. It's one of those days where I can tell not a lot of you are out on the roads. I'm looking at the map and like, oh, ain't nobody driving today. But I think most people are working. It just seems like, you know, it's a very hit or miss thing at the moment, whether people have off for Juneteenth or not. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, you got to...
Investigation is ongoing after a mass shooting during a Juneteenth event outside of Chicago over the weekend. Authorities say one person was killed. 22 more people were wounded. Gunfire erupted yesterday during a gathering at a strip mall near Willowbrook there. The FBI and other state agencies in Kansas investigating after dozens of letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials last week. More than 90 of those letters reported in recent days. And Andrew, you might remember the story last week when an Ecuadorian woman woke up at her own funeral. We talked yes. about it last week. Well, seeing some reports now that she's died again.
Yeah.
76-year-old Belle Montoya has reportedly passed away. She spent 7 days in an intensive care unit, apparently had a stroke last week. Earlier this month, she made news headlines after waking up and pounding on her own coffin at a funeral. And at that time, medics had diagnosed her with catalepsy. Apparently, that's a condition that causes a trance-like state and slows your body responses. So that's why they thought she was dead at that time.
Yeah, and of course, you can't help but wonder, had she not been treated as if she were dead, would she maybe have not actually died? And, well,
right.
You know, we don't know. But, yeah, kind of a, you're really hoping she'd be totally fine and just have a great story. And not so much. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives from Tammy, who is sitting in for Candy this morning.
Yes, thank you. Everything's still looking clear. Longleaf Drive, Mobile Highway, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, and Community Driveway, Drive, not showing any accidents. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard, also not showing any accidents. Highway 90 is clear from Milton into Pea Ridge into Pace. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Thanks so much. Looks like we've got an alert coming through, so... All right. We've got until 8 a.m. Central. We've got an alert coming through. All right, so there we go. That severe thunderstorm warm until 8 o'clock this morning. 728 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One of the stories that I had gotten a little follow-up on it was kind of this amazing story. I don't know if you heard it, about these kids who survived in the Colombian rainforest because they were, like, their plane had crashed that they were traveling on, and they survived alone for like 40 days, this crazy story that came out of the rainforest. So basically what happened is in the Amazon that the four kids, you had a 13-year-old Leslie, Selene at 9, Tien at 5, and Kristen at 1, and they were all from the Hutodo indigenous group. And the reason they were on the plane in the first place was because people were trying to evacuate them, the kids, out of the area because the armed rebels and, you know, these kind of, I don't know, you'd think of them as a gang, basically, that are operating in that area. They like to terrorize, kidnap, train, sell, do whatever they want to with these kids. And so their parents were worried that those kids were going to get taken by these groups. So they put them on a plane to get them out, and then the plane crashes. And everybody dies except for these four kids. So these four kids are trying to survive alone in the forest while people are searching for them to try to find them and rescue them. And they're like airdropping them supplies. And for whatever reason, the kids are moving around. So they're not like staying in one place waiting to be found. You know, our old rule is always just find a place and stay there. Because if you move and we move and you move and we move, then you never find them, right? So find a place and stay there. Well, these kids are, you know, basically doing whatever makes sense to the 13-year-old to stay alive. They had some kind of like wild fruit they were eating. They were eating cassava flour that was from the wreckage of the plane. There were survival kits being dropped by the helicopters that they were surviving off of. And the search team was sleeping in hammocks for like 20 nights near the crash site, traveling by day to go look for the kids, you know, to kind of venture out. But they don't want to leave the crash site because they think maybe the kids will come back there. So they eventually, like, they'd find a footprint, they'd find a diaper, they'd find evidence that they were there, but the kids had moved. So eventually they did manage to catch hold of them. And somehow or other, for 40 days in the Amazon rainforest, like, you know, Survivor, you think that's hard? Here, hold my beer. You know, hold my sippy cup.
I can't wait to watch that movie.
Oh, I know. And the fact that it started from fleeing from this threat.
I'm looking forward to it. Can they start today?
I agree. That's definitely going to be a movie. We'll be back in just a minute. David Wayne's got your local news next, and then Fox.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after talks in China, including a meeting with President Xi, say they all agree it's important to improve U.S.-China relations.
I stress that direct engagement and sustained communication at senior levels is the best way to responsibly manage our differences
and ensure that competition does not veer into conflict.
He says the Chinese have for now not agreed to direct military communications. There are more storms and possibly record-breaking heat in the forecast for parts of the south.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will strike portions of the southeast and Florida today, with the risk of hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall that could cause flash flooding and isolated tornadoes. Another week of excessive heat for Texas and Louisiana, with temperatures surpassing 100 degrees. Humidity will make it feel dangerous to be outside for an extended length of time.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Five people are shot, two killed in a drive-by shooting in a neighborhood Father's Day barbecue in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 82 degrees in Pensacola. We're seeing a river flood warning on the Escambia River near Century. National Weather Service says the river forecast to hit flood stage Tuesday morning. As of Sunday, that river was at 15.8 feet, the flood stage at 17. The Weather Service says at 17 feet, there's significant flooding impacts in the lowlands. Also, a continued chance of severe weather today. The National Weather Service does have our area at a level 2 of 5. We'll be watching that weather all day long. We'll have storm coverage, should there be any, and we'll get more on the weather with Channel 3 in just a couple of minutes. An organization that serves mentally disabled children in Escambia County says somebody broke into their building on Nine Mile Road and stole some mission-critical tools over the weekend. The burglary happened sometime over the weekend. The Miracle League of Pensacola says a miter saw, air compressor, backpack, blower, hand tools, and other items were all taken from this facility at their park. The tools were used to help prepare the facilities so these children were able to play baseball just like kids that are not disabled can do. And if you have any information on the burglary, the suspects, anyone responsible, they're asking that you contact Crime Stoppers. Well, it changed his perspective on people. Now, that's from a man that survived raging floodwaters last week during that torrential downpour that hit our area Thursday night, Friday morning. David Boss and a friend were stranded after hitting a ditch on Highway 98. A deputy stopped to help as they were stuck in the floodwaters. Boss got sucked under the water, the deputy diving in after him. Both got pulled into a drain pipe underneath all four lanes of Highway 98 and then spit out on the other side.
Life flashes before your eyes. That is the truth. You really do think about your life if you think you're about to die.
And Boss talked with Channel 3, and reportedly both he and the deputy now are doing okay after that incident. Several people had to be rescued yesterday in Okaloosa County after their boats washed ashore because of more severe weather, the latest round of storms that hit our area. And deputies say multiple boats got washed ashore. Several storms hit near Crab Island on Sunday, and the Marine Rescue Unit, Okaloosa County's Marine Rescue Unit, was able to evacuate everybody, though, to the Okaloosa Island Boardwalk. And there were, luckily, no reports of injuries in that. A Jacksonville venue where a lot of music legends have stayed over the last few decades is now history. The Thunderbird Motor Hotel was demolished yesterday. That opened all the way back in 1959, and its 60-year history, it welcomed several guests such as the Rolling Stones and Fats Domino. And right now, there is no word on exactly what the future plans are for that historic site, although one city councilman is saying he hopes it can be turned into something that can provide economic benefits in their area. Officials looking for a missing Oklahoma man that was last seen going into the Gulf for a swim on Saturday. Police in Gulf Shores say 54-year-old Nolan Flanagan went into the Gulf and was not seen again. This was early on Saturday afternoon. Flanagan described as 5'10", 189 pounds, brown and gray hair with a beard. And they also say he takes medication for seizures, so he could have become disoriented. If you happen to run across this man, you should contact police in Gulf Shores. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Alexis off 10 and I-10 reporting is clear. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City 9 Mile. Not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah and Pensacola. Dog Track Road is clear. There are no issues on Blue Angel Parkway. And Gulf Beach Highway is not showing any delays this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
More showers and thunderstorms today with severe weather possible. 70% chance of rain with a high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73 with overnight storms possible. We're going to be seeing another weather alert day for Tuesday as severe weather still possible for Tuesday. 70% chance of rain. Tuesday, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 and rain chances continue through the rest of the week. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you, Brooke. 82 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Two of the biggest U.S. ticket sellers have vowed to change how they display prices to concertgoers, moves aimed at simplifying the process of buying concert and sporting event tickets. The White House today announced commitments by Live Nation and its Ticketmaster unit, as well as SeatGeek, to make pricing more transparent on their ticket-buying platforms starting later this year. Support for diverse entrepreneurs from Bank of America. The bank today committed to giving more than $500 million in equity investments to minority and women-led funds. A Bank of America spokesperson said that more than 60% of the fund managers who can pull from the equity are led by women, and about two-thirds are led by blacks. The bank began this program in 2020. With investors lifted by data showing the U.S. economy remains resilient, stocks notched broad and sharp gains today. The S&P 500 rose 53 points. The Dow Industrials leaped 428. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 156. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing, these are words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they exactly mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? You can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10. Join Tasca King and hear how you can navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital marketing. That's this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Up before the dawn.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
Over the past few days, Escambia
County has experienced severe weather and torrential downpours, peaking in the early morning hours of June the 16th. During those hours, Escambia County Deputy William Hollinsworth was on patrol and helping stranded motorists caught in the rapidly rising waters. At one point, Deputy Hollinsworth exited his patrol car to approach a citizen who was trapped in these rising waters. As he approached, Deputy Hollinsworth witnessed the citizen go underwater and rush to his aid without regard to his own safety. During the rescue attempt, both the citizen and Deputy Hollinsworth were sucked into the drainage pipe and were swept underneath the four-lane roadway of Highway 98. They were submerged for approximately 30 seconds and traveled nearly 100 feet underwater. They eventually resurfaced on the other end of the roadway, lucky to be alive. The footage you're about to see is from Deputy Hollinsworth's body camera. It shows the dramatic events from this morning and is an example of the exceptional courage displayed by the men and women of law enforcement every day.
So that's Sheriff Chip Simmons doing an introduction to the video that they had posted on Facebook, something he told us about on Friday when he had him on the show after the incidents that took place Thursday night during the storm. But Deputy Hollingsworth was basically had stopped to help a stranded motorist in the water that was flooding all over Highway 98 down by the Sherwin-Williams. And this was the beginning of that call.
3037.
3037.
I'll be out with several disabled vehicles here in front of the Sherwin-Williams on 98.
So they got the dispatch call. I'm just, you know, got my vehicle parked here, going to go help some of these motorists as you're in, you know, thigh deep water, basically. And as he gets out, he goes walking over to the guy.
Hey, you might need to get out of there before you flood, sir.
Holy.
And he starts to get out of the car and just like that, they're gone. Grabs the guy, deputy dives in after him, grabs him, and they're underwater. You can't see anything on the video, but you can hear the sounds of what in the world is happening here. Completely submerged. Like, now we're holding our breath, hoping for the best, traveling through the pipe underneath Highway 98. Thank God it was, you know, big enough and also not too, you know, like, you know, big enough and big enough, right? That they didn't get stuck in it somehow or other. And then they're kind of coming out the other side.
Oh, man, I got you. Hey, buddy, I got you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, buddy. Hey, David. Hey, David. David. Can you believe what just happened to us?
Man. Yo,
buddy. Can you believe what happened to us? Oh, just breathe. Just breathe, buddy. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh,
Deputy Hollingsworth, I mean, freaked out, understandably so, but, you know, thank God, right? And just, you know, I cannot believe what just happened to us. And, I mean, I'd be swearing, too, you know, a lot. Like, that was pretty light. I think I'd be swearing even more than he was swearing.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I do, buddy. Suck me in. Oh, my God.
And the two of them are just, you know, I mean, crying with excitement and all the relief of that moment.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, my God.
And then you know how adrenaline works, right? Like, now the adrenaline kicks in. You're like, too late. We needed it a minute ago, right? And then the EMS or the one of the other deputies called for EMS, and they're basically trying to get him to come back to the car. And he's like, are you high? No way.
337. I'm alive. Oh, my God. I'm alright, man. No, I don't want to get sucked down again. We're staying put.
Yeah, we're staying here on the side with the trees and the safety.
I fought it for a second. I saw you go down and I went after you. Yeah. I held on to you.
I didn't know what to do.
Hold on, man. That's
just breathe.
Let's hold on to each other.
Yeah.
I got you.
Let's hold on to each other. Like, I know that's my safe place, right?
He was over there, and I was having him come across. And he goes down. And I go in after him. I got sucked in the drain pipe right by that marker. And I went all the way underneath Highway 98 and got spit out. You will not. If it didn't happen to him, too,
I'm glad you're good. Thank you, man, for like.
And the motorist says, I'm glad, and I appreciate you. And
I feel awful. I told you to come to me. I led you right in there.
Like, he told him to get out of the car, and that's when he got swept away, and he feels bad about that.
You were right behind me. That shows, like, believe me.
Man, this could have so easily had a different outcome.
Y'all just sit tight right here. Stay in the car.
Yeah, I need it.
I still got the angles coming to check you out, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
You can tell them you don't need them, but they're still coming.
Me and you, man.
All right,
you got some experience for life, and I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, buddies for life now, I think. Wow, my God. Nobody else. I can't. I can kind of try to picture, you know, what it would feel like to go through something like that, but the sheer terror of it, and you don't know what's going to happen. And then you come out and you're like, oh my God, we're alive. You know, like, I can imagine why they reacted that way. So heroic activities by Deputy Hollingsworth, and I would expect there's a medal coming for this, and they do their award ceremonies, but whew, thank God, right? 7:46 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Tammy's got traffic on the fives.
Roads are still looking clear. 9 Mile, not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah and Pensacola. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. Fairfield's not showing any problems. All clear from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and to W Street. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Absolutely. I got a text in here. Somebody says it's a true American story. Somebody says, you know, reading the story just didn't do it justice. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And like, I knew the story because Chip had told it to me on Friday. But then when they released the video, and I'll be honest, I had watched on my phone at first and you couldn't really make out what was going on. And I was like, okay. But then I was talking to Chip because I saw him Saturday at the award ceremony for Escambia County Fire Rescue that they had asked me to MC. And I was talking to him and he's like, oh no, you got to keep watching. I'm like, okay, all right. So I went back and went, oh my God, you know, and all the sounds of it. So just that's one of those stories for sure. And by the way, those are the kind of stories that I was telling as the MC for the award ceremony for Escambia County Fire Rescue. It's just like, you know, they're into this fire and they're fighting this fire and they fell through the floor and they got dragged out by a buddy. You know, just that kind of crazy stuff that these folks go through. And it's a reminder to me that, and I hope to you too, that like what law enforcement, first responders, EMS, fire police, military, obviously what they encounter is the craziest, weirdest emergency sudden thing that you got no time to react, and it's training and luck, you know, and God at that point. And again, in this case, thank goodness it turned out the way that it did. Hey, if you are a business owner, you got employees, you got to deal with obviously human resources management and payroll and insurance benefits like dental, vision, life, disability, all of that. Look, if you're really happy with all of that stuff right now, great. If you're, you know, maybe less happy, or you kind of wish you could maybe give your employees some options, or maybe somebody else would take that off your plate for you, or you just want to find out if there might be something better out there for you, this is why you call Torgerson Causey. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They've been doing this for more than 20 years, and they started doing it with us about 6 years ago, Cat Country and News Radio, and they've been fantastic. Like, I didn't really know we were missing something until we switched, and then I'm like, oh, this is better. This is so much better with options we didn't have before, and, you know, customer service, it just was a whole lot better once we got with them. So anyway, I recommend them personally. No obligation to have them look over what you're doing. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey,
win. Score a direct hit.
Was a boat that was anchored out and took on some waves as the seas got a little rougher and capsized. Three victims fell into the water, and within 12 minutes they were on Pensacola Fireboat 1. So they're all doing okay, and luckily had on flotation devices, which is pretty key to their successful rescue and doing okay right now.
Okay, so it wasn't a collision then?
It was not a collision, no.
Now, this is not from over the weekend. This is from the prior weekend. This is Jenny Craner, Chief Jenny Craner for the Pensacola Fire Department. But I hadn't had a chance to share these clips, and I thought, you know, as much as we celebrate our law enforcement, I definitely want to give a shout-out to Pensacola Fire, because what they did with this boat rescue was amazing. Did you hear that? How quickly they got on scene and got these folks up in their boat?
The call went out at 11:55, and we had an initial fire officer on scene at 12 o'clock. And they were in Fireboat 1 at 12:12, so a very remarkable response time and rescue.
On scene in 5 minutes in the bay at Three Mile Bridge, and then in the boat at 12 minutes past that. That's I don't know about you, but that's amazing.
They're all in good condition, yes. They were treated by Escambia EMS on scene and released is the information I received.
And I got word that related to the storm that hit last Thursday and the fire that was out on the beach is Robert Bender. I was talking to him, Commissioner Bender was talking to him on Saturday at the award ceremony. And he was telling me that, yeah, the fire crews for Escambia County Fire Rescue, they saved the house. They saved other houses that were next door from likely getting, you know, on fire as well. And the way they then kept some resources out on the beach because it was hard to get things back and forth from the main area to the beach, that really, you know, helped things thereafter, especially now that we've got, what, a tornado of a an EF2 tornado confirmed out on the beach. So good job all around. I'm sure there are other stories to come forward. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Juneteenth. We are live because we're live every day of the week, or every day of the year except for Christmas. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden on the move this week. He'll be speaking on climate commitments made by his administration later today. He's in California. Matt Renner, the board president of the Climate Mobilization Project, calls the visit a positive step.
I think that he has to speak for his record, and I think any climate activist will tell you that it's definitely mixed. I personally think that the Bay Area is a really important place to come speak about this because of how much money is flowing into the Bay Area through climate tech.
And the president expected to announce new federal funding for climate resilience projects. As you mentioned, a lot of people celebrating Juneteenth today. It marks the day in 1865 when the country's last enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, were informed that they had been freed 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. And the Flash, the winner of the weekend box office race, despite a little bit of a disappointing performance, the DC film made $55 million over the weekend, but that was lower than the $70 million that was expected.
The review I got from my son who went to see it last night was, yeah.
Yeah, so-so. Right?
It was long, and they tried to do a lot, and yeah. So there you go. David, thanks so much for the update. 754 News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I was just going to tell you something. Oh, taking a look at the tropical tracking stuff, we've got a wave, according to the National Oceanographic Administration. I always forget what NOAA's exact acronym is. But we've got two waves coming off of Africa, sort of vaguely towards us. I say it that way. The back wave, the one that's farther away, is a 30% chance of formation. The front wave is a 90% chance of formation. So it looks fairly likely that one is going to tighten up and move west at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. We don't know where it's going to go after that. Obviously, it's too far away to be sure of much of anything. And the tracks are all over the place. I'm seeing, strength indications up to a category 1, 2. There's got one. It's got it as a 3 potentially. That's going to depend on whether it runs into land in like Haiti and the Dominican Republic, or whether it turns north before that, whether it stays south and heads across the north of South America to head over towards Mexico. So it's a very much a we'll see. But it is kind of on that. There's a lot of these paths that I see, and I'm like, I don't have to worry about that. This is one where I'm like, You know, why? No, it's not fair. But, you know, at this point, I would say nothing to worry about. But like always, you know, be prepared. If you're just prepared and you got your plan and you got your stuff and you know your evacuation zone and, you know, then you're not as worried because you know you're prepared. One thing, though, that I learned from Travis Tompkins, our emergency manager here in Escambia County, is he said what they learned during Sally is that we'll just say younger people, okay, the people who might be living on their own and they're, you know, 30 and under, basically, they didn't know that Sally was coming until it hit. Like, until their home was shaking, they didn't know. Because, look, not to judge, but this is what he said. They don't watch TV and they don't listen to radio and they don't read the newspaper. They get all of their information from TikTok and Instagram. Oh, dear Lord. It's just horrifying to imagine. So here's my early recommendation is if we get to a place where we're a couple of days from, you know, like maybe something really is going to happen, maybe take it upon yourself. You know how like in a storm you kind of check on your elderly neighbors? Check on your young neighbors and tell them, like, tell your kids' friends, you know, like, hey, be prepared. This is something that's going to happen.
This is just a little sad.
Yeah, I know, but it's so true. It's like you got to, if they're watching TikTok all day, then, you know, what are you going to do, right? Tammy Martin is sitting in this morning for Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Absolutely. And it's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. There you go.
Right. I couldn't remember the other A.
There you go. I wouldn't remember that either. It's too early. Dog track road's clear. No issues on Blue Angel Parkway. 9 Mile not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah and Pensacola. All exits 10 and I-10 reporting as clear, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Car City. Everything is looking clear this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you need any work done on your HVAC system, you know, air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, any of that kind of stuff, Peden, they will take care of it for you. They're good products, good installation, professional service, and, of course, a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, speaking of storm possibilities, only possibilities at this point, they are offering a $1,000 off a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator right now. And, you know, why would you want one? Well, for hurricanes, for lightning strikes, for wind damage, for tornadoes. I mean, you never know, right, what's going to happen. There's free sewer camera inspections right now and then $250 off repairs if repairs need to be done. They are hiring folks in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they are servicing Baldwin County right now. So if you need any of that stuff done, heating, electrical, air conditioning, plumbing, Peden, they will take care of you. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. I thought this was kind of an odd story. Tammy, you know how people are doing remote work all the time these mm-hmm. days and they're not going into the office? And
yeah.
Now, you had one kid go through COVID at home.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're like anybody else, I'm assuming that experience wasn't awesome.
It was a disaster.
Yeah,
but it's
right.
Okay.
No, that's exactly right. I was giving you the easy out, but yeah, that's it. So, if kids don't do well on remote learning, do you think it's possible that adults don't do well on remote work?
I think it depends. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So basically, this new study has come out, and it says, or a survey has come out, that while at home doing homework, you know, remote work, 71% did household chores, 37% ran errands, 24% took a power nap. 23% went to the doctor, 74% spent time on social media, 70% shopped online, 53% watched movies, 32% planned a trip, and about 1 in 10 had some afternoon delight, okay? There's all kinds of things happening yeah. while people are doing their remote work at home.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Deputies in Okaloosa County rescued several boaters when storms passed through the area yesterday. Also, there's a new paintball range in Milton. We'll tell you about it right after this update from Fox News.
To talk their way out of conflict. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a trip to China meeting with that country's leader.
The fact that President Xi Jinping agreed to meet with Secretary Blinken is a sign both sides are trying to mend relations. But after 35 minutes of talks, the secretary said the U.S. is clear-eyed about the challenge China poses.
It's the responsibility of both countries
to find a path forward, and it's in both our interests and the interests of the world that we do so.
Ukraine, Taiwan, North Korea, and the economy were all discussed. Some vehement disagreements, though, warned Secretary Blinken.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. During the visit, China warned the U.S. has to choose between cooperation and conflict. A federal judge in Florida has ordered former President Trump's lawyers not to release evidence or retain documents in the case against him. Last week, the former president pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal charges related to classified materials he had at his Florida resort. The government keeps assessing a cyber attack believed carried out by Russian hackers.
The Department of Agriculture is reportedly aware of and investigating a possible data breach with a contractor. In a statement emailed to CNN, a department spokesperson says the possible breach would impact a small number of employees. Last week, the Office of Personnel Management was hit, and previously the Department of Energy.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, that same hack hit some state agencies and private companies and universities as well. There's storm damage in Mississippi. Lewin appears to have taken a direct tornado hit late last night. At least one person killed, homes destroyed, trees and power lines taken down. And that's not the only area hit by storms over the weekend. There are about a half million southern power outages from Texas and Louisiana up to Oklahoma over to Alabama, and more bad weather's forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will strike portions of the southeast and Florida today, with the risk of hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall that could cause flash flooding and isolated tornadoes.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases,